are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, refined entertainment for a sophisticated audience. Who sometimes enjoy a good fart joke?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Oh boy.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, happy Wednesday to you. Let's spend some time together. Want to play tennis? Nah, I don't either. Let's compare shoe sizes. There's nothing else to do. I'm an 11 and a half. What are you? Seriously? That's absurd. That's embarrassing. I have a suggestion. If somebody asks your shoe size in the future, don't tell them. Say it's none of your business, because that's just... I know my shoe size, but I don't know my sock size. I have no idea. I don't know if socks come in sizes. I don't even know. But I just put them on. And if they're too small, I don't know. I know my shoe size in bowling shoes. I don't wear them. That's my shoe size in bowling shoes. I don't wear them. You think that with social distancing, I'm going to stick my feet in somebody else's shoe? I don't think so. Look, you got nothing else to do but listen to this show, so let's spend some time together. Okay, let's start by laying down some ground rules. You shut up and I'll talk. That's number one. Number two, I'm not going to talk about this virus thing anymore, because, like... Okay, we understand. Now you get it, so now my job is done. So I'm just here to entertain you for a period of time every single weekday. That's my job. That's all I do, unfortunately, pathetically. So here we go. Crazy stuff. Okay, remember that phrase, we're all in the same boat? Hey, we are. I don't know what this freaking boat is, but we're all on it, so let's just get on it and stop it. Yeah, it's a temporary thing, so we'll get through this, you and me and them and her. Her? I'm not sure. Him? No way. So that's it. Okay, let's all say it together. I've never been so bored in my life. Go on, come on, let's do it. I've never been so bored in my life. It's true. Although there's tons of things to do in your place of living, whether it be an apartment or a house, just start going through your stuff. Play music in the background. Play music. That really helps you get through the day. You know what this is? It's a big social test. I mean, this isn't the reason for it, but it's turning out to be a big social test. And here's why I say that. If you're stuck in the house with your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, kids, this is a test on your sanity. how sane are you really? Did you think you were sane? Well, let's find out. Let's shut you into a living quarters with other people and see how long you can get along with them without somebody really hurting each other. I suspect not too long. If you live alone, God bless you. You have nobody to argue with. It's fine. You're kind of good. If you're living with somebody, I pray. God love you. God love you. Here's what I found out. I am learning to temper my reactions. I am learning that what I say out of my mouth when you're stuck with other people in your house, every word is consequential. Be very careful. I am avoiding arguments like I never have before because I'm not stupid. Seriously. You know how we take out our frustrations and our anger on the people that we're with at the time? Like your partner, your spouse, your whatever, your kids. This is your test. This is your SAT. This is it. You don't go on to college if you don't make it through this one. You gotta learn to get along. You gotta learn to shut up, swallow it, and well, that's depending on how you spend your time. I don't know where I'm going with that. just be damn careful. Just get along, man. Anyway, thank goodness this is in the middle of the winter where it's like 0 degrees outside, and you can't even walk in the park. I mean, my only solace here is to take a walk around the block. That's all. I mean, that's what I look forward to every day in this temporary situation. Look, we're all on the same boat. Unfortunately, it's the love boat, and Captain Steubing is acting ridiculous. Okay, millennials, the Love Boat was a series on television way back before the century turned. Yeah, and it was a show, I've talked about this before, where the crew ran around wearing white shorts. I know, disrespect, of course. It was a show called The Love Boat. We're all stuck on it. It's like Noah's Ark. It's like two from every species on a boat for a period of time. Let's see what you do with it. I'm serious. I know. Look, this isn't easy for anybody, much less you. It's not easy, but, you know, consider it a social experiment that will end, and everything will be fine. Every day that I wake up, I find... Let's talk about this, but from a social aspect. Every day I find more restrictions on me. Now I can't go clothes shopping. All I can do is go to the pharmacy or the supermarket. And there's no lockdown, but lock yourself down. So in order for you and your family to be, you know, you can't mingle. First it was no crowds over 250. Then it was no crowds over 100. Then it was no crowds over 50. Now it's no crowds over 10. And I think eventually it'll be don't even live with yourself. No, it's fine. It's all right. It's a financial crisis for most. It's an anxiety, but we're all in the same boat, and that's it. And we're gonna be good. If you get really, really bored, you can listen to this show. Now, the shows will not be applicable to our lifestyle right now. But yet they did exist. There are over 1,500 shows that you can listen to. That's a lot of shows. I think it's more than that, actually. So you can binge listen, and then this thing will be over. They're not all good. They're not all bad. It's a microcosm of life. Oh, man, I don't know. How long can we get along with each other so stuck in our house? I don't know. I just don't know. It's an unknown. I don't watch the 24-hour news stations anymore. I don't. They're just making me anxious and I can't do it. So I've turned to watching things that have nothing to do with anything. These shows, they're like from the 1950s. I can't. I've learned to read. Oh yeah, I've learned to read. I used to watch TV all the time. Now I've learned to sit down in a chair and read a book. Seriously, Ron? Yeah, I know. There are a lot of books around the house. I didn't even know it, but there are. I've just discovered them. I never read them. I don't know where they came from. Well, I know where they came from, but I know I never read them. So I'm doing that. I'm starting to pick up lint off the floor. I never did that before. I didn't care. Now if I see a little black speck on the floor, you know, like a little piece of a thread or something like that, I actually bend down and I pick it up. Who are you? Who are you? Why? You never did that. I know. I'm getting into the mood. I'm washing my hands all the time. Not every second, but like I'd say once every half hour, I do wash my hands, and I don't even know why, but I think it's a good practice. I've learned how to sing the birthday song twice. You're supposed to wash and lather your hands for 20 seconds, and that's the length of the birthday song. Or you're supposed to sing the ABC alphabet song. I get caught up on that one. I don't make it through G. After G, I do make it to G, but after G, it gets a little sketchy for me. LMNOP, after that, doesn't really matter. I've kind of used all the letters I needed to use anyway. Speaking of letters, this is something I don't understand. I don't know if you're sitting down near a keyboard or not. I have no idea. I don't know if you are. I don't understand. I don't know who invented the keyboard, putting the letters in different places out of order. I never understood that. Why do I have to learn the order of the letters on a keyboard? I was told that the keyboard is set up, the most frequent letters are at certain fingertips. That's stupid. I mean, you still have to learn the keyboard where the letters are. You're supposed to do it without looking at the keyboard. That's dumb. That's blind. That's blind education. Why isn't a keyboard in alphabetical order? If I had to hunt and peck, I could hunt and peck a lot faster. I know A is the first one. I know Z is the last one. I'm not going to be using the last one. I know the space bar is in the middle at the bottom. That's all I need. Put the damn things in order. I can learn the order of the alphabet. Unless I'm singing it, that's difficult for me. Who wrote the lyrics to the ABC song, by the way? What genius came up with that? I don't think you need a lyricist for the ABC song. I got a song. It's a nice melody. Oh, that's very catchy. Huh. Let's write some lyrics to it. Huh, let's see. I can't come up with anything. How about just the alphabet? Well, that's lame. Yeah, but it could be big. I still hunt and peck. I never learned the keyboard. I don't know where the letters are because they're all randomly put on the keyboard. I think every day the letters appear in different positions. That's the way I'm seeing it because I can't do it. I can't. And then there's other buttons. There's backspace, delete. I mean, oh, God, now you're throwing other things into the mix. Put those things like somewhere else on the keyboard, like on the back of it or something, or off to the side. Don't mix it up with all your F7, F8, F9, F10. I don't know what that means. The hell does that mean to me? When do I ever hit an F button? I don't think I've done the F-bomb before, but not the F button. I got F1, F2, F3, F4, F5. They're in order. Those are in order. But I have no idea what these keys do. And if I did learn them, I don't remember. I have no... And then I got escape. I'm hitting that thing all the time, but I'm still here. Caps lock. That's for my convenience in case I want to type something and I want to look really angry. I'll hit the caps lock thing. And the exclamation point should be automatic on that button. Then there's enter. That's good. I like the enter because whatever you did, if you hit that button, it sends it into motion. Enter's a good thing. I like the shift. Yeah, all right. That's fine. I can shift, I suppose. You got to go to capital letters sometimes. Home. There's a button called home. I don't need to hit that right now because I'm at home now. I need to hit the escape button a lot because I'm home. Those are the two opposite buttons, escape and home. And then there's the end. That goes to the end of something. I don't know why I'd want to get there so quickly, but page up, page down. You know, you got the little arrows on the bottom that do the same thing, so now we're starting to duplicate actions. You got it, dude. Print page, print screen, print this, print that. Yeah, I need to print things. That's not so bad. I don't know. It's control and alternate. What's alternate? If I get bored doing this and I hit alternate, does another person come in and finish it for me? Control. I hit the control button. Guess what? Never seems to work for me. I'm out of control. I hit the control button and things are just as bad as they were before I hit it. I have no control. You know what control is? Seriously, in life, control doesn't exist. There's no such thing. Are you in control? Yes, I am. No, you think you are. Nobody's in control. You're not in control. Even the people that are in control are not in control. Well, that person's in control of me. No, you're in control of them. It's an equal control kind of world. We share the control. You're a controlling person. No. I think you're a controlling person, and you think you're a controlling person, therefore you're controlling, but you're really not. You can only control me if I let you. Wasn't there a song called Control? Probably. I don't know. Maybe there was. I don't know, with the stupid keyboard. I like the wireless keyboard, man. That used to be a problem. Remember the mouse and the keyboard used to be wired to your computer, to your desktop and stuff, and to your laptop? Yeah, we were stuck. We were all stuck. We were wired. We were all wired. Reminds me when I was a kid. Here we go, millennials. I have to explain something to you. When I was a kid, when you wanted to make a phone call, I'll explain what a phone call is in just a minute. I had to go to a unit that was plugged into the wall. And if I wanted to roam around the house while I was talking, I couldn't go more than 3 or 4 feet. I was like a dog on a leash. Yeah, that's what happened when I was a kid. Hey, if you called somebody and they were on the phone already, you got a busy signal. They were busy. They were doing stuff. They were busy. And immediately you felt like slighted, like, well, I'm not busy. I'm calling them, but they're busy. They're too busy for me. That was the busy signal. Millennials, I got so much to talk to you about. You have no concept about this. Yeah, there was a time when you were connected to the wall if you wanted to speak to somebody or even communicate with them. Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe. It is hard to believe. I'm from a different generation. I'm from Generation B. I don't know what that means, because I'm not X. X is like toward the end of the alphabet. I think we're running out of generation things. I think you started with X, you got Y and Z, and then pretty much you're finished naming generations. Why don't you start with A? I don't know where we are here. Very confusing. Very confusing. Everything's very confusing, but I've learned to live with it, and I'm going to learn to live with this for a period of time. When this whole thing is over, and I hope it's very soon, sooner than you think, when this is all over, one of two things are going to happen, and I'm not too sure which one. It depends on how the social experiment turns out. Either I'm going to end up social distancing myself for the rest of my life only because I want to, because I have found that I don't really like people. I actually found that previously. This is just cementing it. I've learned solitude, which is not bad. I think the Buddha and the Maharishi Yoga, I'll explain that as well later, that's based on just peace, just finding peace within yourself. I have no idea what I'm talking about now. In any event, I think when this is all over with the social experimenting, I don't know if we're going to go to large crowds anymore. I don't know how comfortable I'm going to be with large crowds at all anymore, because I've gone through this. That, or I'm going to go running to people just to be humanly connected. For me, I don't think that'll happen. That could happen for you. Usually when we're freed from something, we go overboard. That's why I believe the economy is going to be incredible when this whole thing is over, because people are just going to go out and buy as much shit as they can. Their money will be released again. They'll be working again. They'll be making some money. They're going to owe some money on bills, but I think a lot of that's going to be forgiven. And people are just going to go out and buy, and they're going to go to bars and restaurants and cultural places and stores, and they're just gonna do the opposite of what they've been doing here. And I think the economy is going to be even stronger than it was when it began, even though the country will be in the hole financially. Guess what? We were already in the hole financially. It doesn't seem to make any difference. Yeah, stock market was like the best it had ever been. And yet the country was in the deepest deficit it had ever been in. That didn't seem to affect the economy at all. You owe $50 trillion. Oh, I can't pay that. Okay, then never mind. That's what it's like. The economy didn't care that it owed so much money. Another lesson we're going to learn, stop depending on China. Stop depending on China. Start doing stuff. If Trump said anything that was accurate, and I said if, the one thing he said was let's do American stuff and stop depending on other countries, because China was basically our parents supplying us with everything. The major supplier of all the drugs, all our prescription drugs that you take every day, supplied by China. We should have been making that stuff here. So, Donald, in that sense, you were right. Your problem, Donald, was that in doing so, you cut off everybody else. It was like either it's all us or it's or not. No, there's happy mediums, Don. Don says things that sometimes make a little bit of sense, not a lot, but when he does, they make a little bit of sense, but he has no freaking way how to execute them. He has no plan. This is what I want to do. How are you going to do it? I have no freaking idea. I have no freaking idea. That's the problem. But that'll be a lesson. Stop depending on China. Come on, man. That was a mistake. Also, if you just think ahead. Think ahead. Get yourself some freaking test kits. Put them in a closet. I mean, think ahead. When things are going really, really well, as they were, except for Donald in the White House, when things are going really, really well, you have to say to yourself, really well stuff can't go on forever. You got to have some speed bumps. You got to have some dips. We're in the dip. We're in the bump. But they're bumps. They're not the end of the road. They're bumps. Here's a positive for you. Here's a good positive. Because people are in their homes worldwide, globally, airline travel is down, production is down, offices, factories are down, people aren't moving around as much, they're not driving as much because there's no freaking place to go. So the world is getting a nice breather from pollution. Yeah, the planet is reviving itself a little bit. Accordingly, thanks to us unknowingly, we are in a forced save the planet mode. So out of bad comes that good. socially bad. Still be careful. We don't want you to get sick and spread it, and I don't want you to get sick and really, really sick and be in some type of health hazard. I need every freaking listener I can get, and that means you. So don't get sick. I say that simply from a selfish standpoint. I can't afford to lose a listener. So for that reason alone, please take care of yourself. All right. Okay. Hey, it's time for a little comedy. Tammy Pescatelli is a comedian. She was on Last Comic Standing. That's how most people know her. She's hilarious. She's going to join us momentarily. And, you know, let's laugh and have a good time. Okay? Tammy Pescatelli joins us now. Name may be familiar. She's been on television for quite some time now as one of the leading female comedians. And this is Women's History Month, and I guess we have something to celebrate, Tammy.
I guess we do, don't we? Well, and you know what? Listen, I don't know if people are familiar, but comedy is important right now anyway. Uh-huh. So let's just worry about having fun right now.
Yeah, that's a good point. So how are we taking note during this particular time with comedy?
Well, you know, it's a little bit scary to me, I have to be honest with you.
Sure.
And I don't shake easy, but it's scary because groups of 50 or more aren't allowed to gather in some places. So that means it effectively shuts comedy down. You know, and that's, of all things, we need to laugh. So I'm lucky that I have a lot of stuff that's online and coming out, and lots of other people do, so people can try to laugh. I believe that it'll all come back, and, you know, and they'll have some great jokes, hopefully, about it, because that's when people are the most creative in things in times like this. And don't you ultimately think it will be good, especially for someone like me who has to be locked with their family for weeks?
Oh, my God.
That's all I talk about is my family.
A lot of material there for you.
Trust me. There's nobody who's going to want to be out on the road more than me.
Yeah. Well, I hope your pen doesn't run out of ink, because I'll tell you. See, the great thing about comedy is there are other ways to get it. You don't have to necessarily sit in a venue to hear the comedy, although that's a great way of doing it with the audience reaction. But it transcends all types of media. So we can still enjoy you.
Well, you know, that's to be perfectly honest with you, that's what I thought prior to everything, when people are at the sensitivity level with comedians, you can't say this, you can't say that, was really hyped up anyway, because people who aren't in the venue, who aren't fans of mine, who aren't familiar with the type of comedy that not just me, but other people do, they see it in 30-second clips on the internet, and then they become outraged because they don't understand the context or the character of the person.
Yes. Well, that's what comedy is, though. It's taking even the far-reaching things and having fun. Not everybody is going to get into that kind of stuff as opposed to the standard thing, but at the same time, it's important. It's very important. I think comedians are really the soothsayers of our time. That and news anchors, although not so much news anchors. Only the funny news anchors.
I'm like, wait a second. That's a whole different genre connected to us. Yeah. And a soothsayer, that's a lot of pressure. I just really want to tell you how bad I don't like my mother-in-law.
But you know what, Tammy? I don't like her either. And I'm talking about your mother-in-law.
So funny. Well, you know, we're in the middle of this issue right now because our cat passed away in our family.
Oh. Yeah.
So thank you. Yeah. 15 and a half, and it was certainly time. And my son is, you know, 11, and it's his first death of a pet.
Yeah.
And we were talking to him and telling him, he crossed the rainbow bridge, which is what a lot of people say about their animal.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law, who's right from Italy, called in the middle of it. And she's also, you know, besides a language barrier, she also is heartless.
Uh-huh.
And when I said, I, you know, I, I said, the cat's out, and then the baby, he's not a baby, he's 11. My son said, he crossed the rainbow bridge, Nona. My mother-in-law goes, oh, you got her the gay cat?
Oh. That's a good one.
It's the truth. I wish it was a joke.
Yeah. Well, it's a riot. How is this progressing here as far as the movement is concerned? This is Comedy Dynamics.
Yes.
And it's the effort to promote women in comedy. And how can we indeed enjoy?
Well, so you know the story behind my new special that comes out tomorrow on St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, I'll tell you what the story is. The story is that when I was in 10th grade, I said to my guidance counselor, I want to be an actress. I didn't know about comedy as much back then because I was underage and not, you know. And she said, you're from here. I grew up in a small town outside of Cleveland. No one from here has ever been on TV. She said, if you want to be on TV, you're going to have to rob a bank. So broke my heart. And for a few years, I didn't know what I was doing. And, you know, and then finally, you know, I got to a point in my career where I did a nice special with a streaming service, and that was called Finding the Funny, and they were like, we want to do another special with you. I said, great, I want to go to my old high school and film it. Huh. So I want to prove to them, you know, show people that you can do anything, no matter where you're from.
In your face.
And, right. Yeah, so then my husband, it's quite a jaunt, because then my husband got sick, and it was delayed. Uh-huh. The president of the streaming service was replaced, and the new guy said, hey, great, I want to do it with you, but we're not doing it at the high school. And by then, I had already had the whole town excited because I had kids that were going to work alongside the professionals while we filmed so they could have, you know, and I was going to put the whole town on TV. So I had to deny that, you know, turn down that deal, and then we went and did it on our own, and Larry the Cable Guy is my producer, and then Comedy Dynamics came behind, but this is all at my old high school in front of all of my people that knew me before puberty, my vice principal, some teachers. I mean, it's a crazy thing. It was a labor of love, so it just kind of speaks to the thing that you can do anything. And also, I went there to tell off my guidance counselor, who was already dead. So you should probably do it prior. You shouldn't wait 25 years.
Yeah, but then you don't get lip back, so you know, it's all right. So can we see this?
It comes out tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day, which is always a great Italian holiday.
Certainly.
But don't forget, my producer is Larry the Cable Guy.
That's true.
I said to him, you realize that it's St. Patrick's Day? And he goes, hey, everybody's going to be drunk anyway, Tam.
That's true. Whatever.
You can see it on iTunes, Amazon Prime. You can order it. You can pre-order it right now, actually. It's a... it's going to be on DirecTV or Dish, and trust me, it's just it won't cure what ails you, but it certainly will make you laugh.
Wow, it's the way after school special. That's what you
because I believe our generation, my generation, Gen X, everything we learned was from the after school special. So I'm trying to talk to it's a different time. You know, there are seven generations alive right now, so. And at any time, they could all be at my show. So I have to figure out, how do you speak to everybody, you know? And this is kind of my answer to it.
Wow. Well, you came out alive, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so. No, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was a crazy time. Someone brought a baby. You'll get to see it. It's truly, true. I know. It's truly, truly a labor of love. And if you if people order it and screenshot the order, I'm going to be calling people. They can put that up on my Facebook page. Yeah, I'm going to reach out and call people who are watching it. I'm going to give away some, so you can pass it on to a friend. Just screenshot that you ordered it, and we're going to be picking people to win some of those things.
Wow, you've turned this into an event.
Well, I just feel like, hey, this is a time that we got to give back and give forward.
True, yes. I have a feeling when this is all over, everything's going to come back like tenfold, and that's what's going to happen, so... In the meantime,
from your mouth to God's ears, you know?
You know, I don't know how much you
listen. As long as my weight doesn't come back, you know? I got stuck in the house. I was stuck in the hotel over the weekend, and the pantry at the hotel was empty but Girl Scout cookies.
Uh-oh.
And I used to support the Girl Scouts, but that's it. This is over.
Uh-oh.
I think that's a...
Yeah, You got to be careful. You don't want that tenfold. No way. No way.
It almost happened.
Yeah. Tammy Piscatelli, it's all over the place. Google it. Google her name and you'll see it come up. It's
You could even put up Italian comedian, a female comedian, Tammy or whatever, if you can't spell Piscatelli, it'll show up.
You are the only one, actually. Actually, I know a few more, but...
There's a couple more, but I think I'm one of the original ones.
Yeah, definitely. I remember you from Last Comic Standing, and I thought you should have walked away with the whole thing.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm talking about the set pieces and everything.
Yeah. Well, you know what was great about that is that was a show full of real headlining comics. That was a different time when there was only basic networks, and there was cable, but, you know, and... We all became such great, great friends that it's like family now. That was a different... 18 million viewers a week will make you either become really good friends or enemies, and we're all pretty good friends.
Well, that was the difference. These people, such as yourself, were established comedians, I don't think the public understood that. I thought they thought it was just up-and-coming amateurs. No. So that's what made it so intensely interesting for me was these are like, wow, these are the veterans... sounding off here. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we had fun. And I was probably at the time the least established of all of them, you know? So it was it really was an honor to be part of it and to be able to hang be number three out of all of those amazing comedians.
But I'll tell you, almost each and every one of them turned out to have an incredible career. So there you go.
Yeah, we have some amazing
heavy
talent
hitters.
Out of that, right?
Heavy
right?
Hitters.
I'm very proud of that season.
Tammy, it's a pleasure speaking to you, and it's been fun, and I think we all can use some fun, and I think we just got it. And
thank you. Thanks for taking the time and distancing yourself from me through the phone.
Yeah, well, otherwise, you know, we wouldn't invite you here, but
that
ain't going to happen.
I like doing interviews in my pajamas. Trust me.
Oh,
This is right up my alley.
All right.
No, it's not that kind of a pajamas.
Okay.
Trust me. I got my son's big old Superman. Fleece pants on. So
it's amazing how images can change in my head so quickly from one to the other. Is there a website we can visit, Tammy?
Sure, Piscatelli.com.
Okay.
Or Comedy Dynamics. We'll talk about Comedy Dynamics has all the information on the new album.
Beautiful. Hey, great speaking to you. Continued success.
Thanks so much. Have an amazing day.
Thanks, Tammy. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you, Tammy. Thanks for bringing a little joy into my life today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Hey, take my hand without touching it, and let's get through this together, shall we? Yeah, we can do this.
Sure.
All right. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace.